I wanted to.
Taking us up to 9 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock on a Friday evening. That was Eric Trevino and Me and the Moon, a single laid out not so long ago. And I was just saying on the show on Wednesday night, I hadn't heard of Eric until recently. I got his new single sent to me, which we'll be playing in a while. But he's from Texas and he's country to the bone. And I'm delighted he joins me now from South Texas. Eric, it's lovely to talk to you.
Hey, Tommy, thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Now, as I was saying, I hadn't heard of your music before last Tuesday, believe it or not. And it's amazing, you know, a lot of artists who are on independent labels are hard to hear. You know, the way country music has gone at the moment in Tennessee, it's all the big labels and it's all gone country and pop. And it's great to hear a great voice like your own, who's real traditional country, and your new single, which we'll be playing later on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what part of Texas you're from and how long you've been at the music.
Sure. Well, I'm from deep South Texas, which is right by the border of Mexico. And I've been performing here country music for the last several years in this area. I'm a songwriter and recording artist, and I love traditional country music. And I'm excited to see my music reaching listeners all the way in Ireland. That's very exciting for me. It's a great honor.
Yeah, the first thing I said to myself, and I was saying to one of the lads here in the station, when I heard your name, Eric Trevino, I said, I wonder, is he acting to Justin Trevino or Rick Trevino? Is there any connection there at all?
No, I'm not familiar with Justin.
No, I know Justin is from down around...
No relation that I'm aware of.
He's from down around Brady in Texas. You know, he works with Heart of Texas Music, you know, and Tracy Pickox, he's on that label. But no relation.
No, not that I'm aware of, no. Well, no, I haven't met him.
I must say, all the Trevinos I know are good country singers anyway.
Yeah, Rick Trevino is, I'm always asked if I'm related to a guy by the name of Rick Trevino, and I'm aware of him. He's a great singer as well.
Yeah, it's funny, there's a new artist came out here in Ireland a couple of years ago. His name is Kieran Rosny, and he has the same surname as me, but we're not related at all, and everybody thinks he's my son. And I said, he's nearly as old as me. They're always saying to me, I never knew your son sang. And he said, well, he sings, but he wouldn't be on a record now. But it's the place to be these days for the real traditional country music. I was saying Nashville has gone off the rails altogether as far as traditional country is concerned at the moment.
Yeah, I'm on this journey right now. Yeah. And you know, I'm really, you know, finding my sound, and I've leaned more towards traditional country. It's just, it's a different feeling. Traditional country is, you just get this feeling of just kind of sitting on your porch and, you know, listening to somebody tell you a great story. And I think that's important to me as a songwriter. I try to write songs that are relatable to people and something that people can gravitate to. There's nothing like listening to a great story and listening to a great melody as well.
Yeah. Have you any albums out as such? I know I have four of your songs now that I had spotted up on Spotify. Do you have any more songs? You were telling me the other day when I was talking to you on the phone that you're working on some new music.
Yes, I have seven more songs that I'm going to be putting out this year. She's Not You, which is the song that I just released this month, or actually in May. But I'm going to be releasing a song just about every month. And so I'm hoping everybody will tune in and catch that. Like I said, you know, this has been a great journey for me, and I'm really excited that my music is being played in Ireland, of all places. Never did I expect, you know, music from South Texas to reach Ireland, and it's just a great honor. I'm hoping everything will be, you know, go great from here on.
Our listeners over here in Ireland are great into, you know, the Irish people are great into the country music, especially the traditional stuff, you know, like they've all been down through the years. They've been Cash, Hagar, Jones, Willie Nelson, George Strait, you know, all the good traditional singers.
Yes. Yes, there were great influences of mine, George Strait, Waylon Jennings, Marty Stewart. I listened to a lot of Marty Stewart, Ray Price.
Yeah, I heard of him.
And, you know, Dale Watson as well. And, I'm in a band right now. We're called Deuce's Wild Band. Yep. I play with them. And we play a lot of Dale Watson and all those Dwight Yoakam, Merle, Waylon, all that stuff. We try to go back to traditional country, and it's just a lot of fun, and people connect a lot with that.
Dale was over in our town years ago, you know, way back. I've been with this radio station now for the last 36 years, but I remember Dale had been over, I'm not sure what year, but he was playing in a venue just outside the town here, and I met him, and I've been playing his music ever since. He's real hardcore country, and I think he just released. I think he just released a new album in the last month as well. You know, as far as I know.
Yeah, there's a song of his that I really, really enjoy. We do play one of them. Yeah. It's called "I Lie When I Drink."
Oh, great song!
There's another one. Yeah, it's a great song. There's this one that really, really, you know, it hits home for me, and it's called "If You Really Love Me." I don't know if you've heard that one before, but that's a great song.
I've heard it.
You get a chance to take a listen. Yeah, it's a great song.
And
love that song.
When did you start songwriting yourself? Can you remember what was the first song you wrote and recorded?
My first song that I ever wrote was probably when I was about maybe 16 years old, I think. Never recorded it. I still have it. I haven't recorded it. I must have been around 15 years old when I wrote my first song. But lately I've been writing a lot of music. My wife and I co-write a lot of our music together, and that's the music that we're going to be releasing here soon. I enjoy the, you know, just writing music and trying to write stuff, like I said, that connects with people and just tells a great story.
Just before I spoke to you to introduce you, I played Me in the Moon, I believe. That was your last single. Tell me a little bit about that song. Who wrote that?
My wife and I wrote that. We were taking a road trip, driving, and we started writing that song as we were driving along on the highway. It's basically about somebody that just, you know, decided to go their own way. Somebody had plans. One partner had plans, great plans for them, and the other one not so much, you know, and went their own way and ended up just, you know, alone, just he and the moon. And that's pretty much how that started. It was just a song written on the road.
Another song I played earlier on in the show was "Hotter Than Texas." And can it get any hotter than Texas? I seen the car. Go on.
Go ahead.
No, go on ahead, Joe. I think there might be a little today. Go on ahead.
Oh, yeah. That particular song, was written by a gentleman by the name of Tony Reyes. He wrote that song, and he offered that song for me to record. And I love the upbeat, you know, song. And I decided to go ahead and to record it. It's just a great, fun song to listen to. Yeah. That was actually another writer.
And does your good lady herself sing?
she will not sing. I've tried to get her to sing, but she will not sing.
Get her to do a duet with you on the new album.
I would love to, but she will not sing. She says she can't sing. She can't hold a tune, but I have tried.
Is any of the rest of your family musical on your mum or dad's side? Was your mum or dad musical?
No, actually they were not. I pretty much, you know, growing up, I listened to a lot of music. I was in band when I was in school. I actually played the saxophone as I was growing up. But I was still playing the guitar on my own. Self-taught, and I would just pretty much just hang out in my bedroom playing the guitar and listening to music, listening to old albums, And that's pretty much how it went. But now my daughter, she plays bass. Her name is Rhiannon. Shout out to my daughter. She plays bass. And my son can sing. I have a son named Brandon. And he can sing, but I try to get him up on stage, but he just a little stage fright. He won't get up right now, but maybe I'll get him up soon.
And come here, when you're out gigging with the band, do you travel far? You know, Texas, believe it or not, is actually bigger than Ireland. But when you're out gigging with the band, do you venture far from your home base?
Not right now. A lot of my band members that I'm in, you know, we all continue to work. And it's kind of difficult sometimes because most of us work during the week and we gig during the weekends. But, you know, we have had offers to play at different festivals in different locations out of our area. So we're exploring that option. And we're hoping that some of these songs that I'm putting out, we'll be able to perform those for people all around the state and hopefully out of the state as well.
Well, I'll tell you, if any of them are like the current single, you'll have no problem. Tell us a little bit about the current the new single and who wrote it.
Yes, so She's Not You is my latest single release. That song was written by T.W. Hell and Monty Holmes. Both of those guys are pretty much legends in Nashville. They've worked, between them, they've worked with huge artists like George Strait, George Jones, Reba McEntire, just big stars. And I was able to get hook up with T.W. Hell and another gentleman by the name of Tom Harding, who are producers up in Nashville. They have H2 Productions. And while working with him, T.W. Hell offered me one of his songs, which is this one, She's Not You, that he and Monty wrote. And when I heard it, I was like, wow, this is a great song. It's got a great swing. You know, the words are great. I said, yes, I'll take it. And I said, I'll record it. And that's what I did.
And you do it great. And you do it great justice.
I was so fortunate that I was offered this song. And the other part of that was that Brent Mason, who's one of the greatest guitarists in Nashville right now, he's been recorded on so many hits. He was our session player during the recordings of all these songs that I'm putting out. He and several different artists, different session players.
Yeah, I believe Stuart Duncan was on there as well somewhere, wasn't he?
Yes, Stuart Duncan played fiddle on all the songs that I recorded. I also had Michael Spriggs on acoustic, Lonnie Wilson on drums, Jim Moose Brown on keys, Bruce Bowden on keyboard, Jimmy Carter on bass. Just all these guys are great session players, and they played with the biggest stars over there. So I was really fortunate to be able to be surrounded by great musicians. These guys are just unbelievable.
Did you ever think at any stage of hanging out in Nashville, you know, given a, you know, because I had a guy on the show here a couple of weeks ago called Chris Frieda. Chris was from South Carolina, and he lived in Nashville for about 8 years, but he went back home to South Carolina then because he felt he was too country for Nashville, so to speak, you know. But
go ahead.
The country swing is lovely, though. I'd have lots of stuff by Asleep at the Wheel. And did you ever come across a guy called Joshua Headley?
No, I have not.
He brought out an album there recently of kind of old country swing stuff, and he had Ray Benson on one or two of the tracks with him.
Yeah. No, I'm not familiar with that particular person, but... I love that. I love all those styles of music, you know, whether it be traditional country, swing, you know, honky tonk, all that stuff is just so much fun. And I just really enjoy the traditional stuff, really. There's, like I said, it's just so great.
And you'd be busy over the summer months now, I'd say.
Yeah, we hope to. We have pretty much the rest of these few months coming ahead booked just about every weekend. And we are going to take a little break and take a little vacation because we've been gigging quite a bit. And we need to let the guys in the band get some rest and spend more time with the families. That's really important for us as a band. We want to make sure that everybody's great at home and everybody gets the rest that they need. But, yeah, we keep pretty busy on our but that's a blessing as well.
Yeah.
I'm just so fortunate to be doing what I'm doing and be playing the music that I'm playing. And I'm just meeting so many people. And look where I'm at now. I'm on the radio in Ireland, which is such an honor.
Oh, we're delighted. I'm delighted to have you. We're going to keep in touch now. I'm going to get your email address, and as soon as those new songs come out, I'm going to get you to send them to me.
Definitely. I look forward to putting those out, and hopefully everybody will enjoy them. I think, you know, you're going to hear some pretty good stuff coming out, and you know, we're looking forward to that.
Well, come here. I'm going to play the new single now. And do you want to dedicate it to anybody? Have anybody listening in over there that you'd like to dedicate it to?
Well, it sounds kind of weird because of the title of the song, but I'll dedicate it to my wife because she's been my rock behind, you know, she's always been there for me and she's always helped me out and everything. And she's done so much in the background that, you know, I just want to thank her so much for everything.
What's her name?
This means a lot to me. Her name is Aida. A-I-D-A.
Aida. Do a duet with him. Aida. Do a duet with him now. Seeing that you're writing songs with him, do a duet with him. Come here, Eric. It's been lovely. Go on.
Go ahead.
No, go on ahead, you. You were saying something. I stepped in there.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, she's done so much, and I just want to give her some credit. You know, she's kind of behind the scenes doing a lot of work and doing a lot of stuff for me, and she's helped out tremendously, and I just want to give her some credit there.
Do I hear a lavender? Stand by your man, Tammy Minute. And, come here, Eric, it's been lovely talking to you, and we'll keep in touch and looking forward to hearing more of your music. But until then, I'll be playing these songs I have of yours at the moment.
Thank you so much, and I'd like to thank Highland Radio and all the listeners in Ireland for the incredible support. Like I said earlier, when I released She's Not You, I never imagined it would take me all the way from Texas to Ireland, and music has a way of bringing people together, and I'm really grateful to be a small part of that. I hope our paths cross again, and I hope to visit Ireland someday.
Oh, it'd be lovely to have. One more question for you, Eric. For anybody who's interested in your music, where can they get it? Is it just on Spotify?
You can get it on all major streaming platforms under Eric Trevino. You can just type in the name of the song or type in my name. You can also find me at www.erictrevinomusic.com, and you can find me there as well.
Great stuff, Eric.
You can find all my music there.
Great stuff, Eric. It was lovely talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the day out there.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. And God bless Ireland, and God bless Texas. We hope you guys have a great night. Thank you again for the invitation. I appreciate it, and y'all take care.
She gives me all she's got to give. God knows it's true. Friday Night Country with the country boy, Tommy Rosny.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song.